And here again you see something new. Personal ornamentation. As we will see later in this course, there was tremendous importance placed on personal ornamentation and rank. But for the first time here, you begin to see people wearing bear's teeth, seashells, and other ornaments which may have been not only symbols of perhaps a kin group you belong to, or just personal vanity, but beginning to show status and ceremonial status and so on. Because the other thing that happens here was that art begins to explode, and religious beliefs become much more prominent in society, a topic we will address in much more detail in the next lecture. The late Ice Age was at its height 18,000 years ago. Human social relations were now completely reconstructed, with, we suspect, much greater importance being placed both on individual and collective identity, which is where ornaments may have come in, with much greater importance being placed on ties of kin, relationships of obligation to people living in other bands, and on relationships with the supernatural, which is something, again, we'll talk about in the next lecture. The point is that for the first time, we really can see important regional differences in European societies reflected in the artifacts they used and the animals they hunted and the territories they occupied. There's becoming more cultural diversity. To a considerable extent, this is a reflection of the ability of modern humans to adapt to different challenges and develop not only general, but unique solutions to problems of living in widely contrasting and often challenging environments. Late Ice Age Europe was a region with very diverse food resources, including a remarkable range of game animals, most of which are no longer present in Europe. As I've said, the Cro-Magnon staple was the reindeer, which they hunted and killed and stored the meat of in large quantities, returning again and again to the same locations and rock shelters year after year. But they also took other formidable animals, like the wild primordial ox, or aurochs, Bos primigenius, the primeval ox, a formidable frisky beast which only became extinct in Poland in A.D. 27. The bison, the steppe bison, was another formidable animal. Then they took numerous smaller animals, the red deer and Arctic fox, many of which provided specialized items like fur. The most formidable animals of all were the cave bear, the woolly rhinoceros, and the mammoth. And even these they hunted sometimes. They certainly painted and engraved them. So they had a lot of game resources, which were relatively predictable, and an ample cushion of other foods if the reindeer migrations of spring and fall were smaller than usual. There were summer plant foods, there were even sea mammals if you were near the coast, and there were fish. They were beginning to exploit other animals. They had a degree of economic stability unknown in earlier times because they had the ability to plan, to store, to schedule, and to think. They were not nearly such opportunistic hunters as the Neanderthals or Homo erectus. Seasonal salmon runs were an important food resource, and many large rock shelters in the Lazezi region of southwestern France were located near salmon streams. Judging from modern analogies, they harvested salmon by the thousand and dried them for later use. Plant foods were abundant in spring, summer, and fall.